Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from the Northern Regional Office of UCU. My name's John Bryan, and today we're going to listen to a recording from Ed Bailey. Ed Bailey is UCU's National Deputy Head of Campaigns, who works out of the Carlow Street office in London. Ed took part this week in an online webinar on digital organising for UCU activists, and here we reproduce some of his speech on using email to organise members and to communicate with members. Thanks for this, Ed, and enjoy the podcast.
Email might be seen as a kind of somewhat dry and perhaps old-fashioned medium of communication when compared to some of the other platforms we're talking about today, such as Twitter and WhatsApp. But I'd like to make a case for email still being an extremely useful tool for trade union organising, and particularly in terms of getting the vote out in trade union ballots, which is so important at the moment with the Trade Union Act requirement of a ballot threshold. So some of the advantages of using email, we have high coverage in UCU. It's a fairly universal thing. Most people in our sector provided with an email address when they start, and they're often able to access their email messages during working day. So we have very good coverage when compared to a lot of trade unions. So we're at an advantage in that sense. It's especially for communicating with important or statutory information that you need to be sure that everyone receives. So many of our members still resist Twitter and Facebook, and there are concerns about data and privacy. But we respect that, and we want to make sure that those members still get all the key information. We can also be reasonably confident that emails are confidential and secure, and so useful for trade union activities such as voting in e-ballots, personal casework, or indeed inviting colleagues to join. They're easy to manage and administer, so we can easily update, maintain contact lists, keep our lists up to date, and also measure open rates, and we can see how many people click through to the links that we send, can spot problems and change our strategy to improve engagement, as well as looking at things like frequency of emailing that I'll talk about later, and scheduling as well, so what times we send emails. We're creating clear and attractive communications. It doesn't have to just be text and an email now. We can use images, branding, and embedded content to create attractive email communications. We can use templates so that our emails are consistent and we can and branded with the house style. We can also add attachments and links. And some platforms such as Outlook allow us to add survey questions or link in with video conferencing and so on. Another advantage to using email in your trade union organising is record keeping. So emails are useful in our dealings with employers and in handling casework, because we can keep a record of what's been said, when and by who. It's worth remembering that this works both ways, though, so we should be careful of what we say in an email, and sometimes a telephone call is better, as many of us have found out the hard way. So those are some of the advantages of email and how UCU uses email nationally. Now, it starts off with our membership database. So members provide us with email addresses when they join up. They have the option of selecting a preferred email address that we contact them on. This is held on the UCU database and can be updated at any time by members themselves using the My UCU portal. which is you can get to via our website. And we rely on members keeping their own information up to date. We periodically ask members to check their details and update it, especially prior to any big national ballots, where we want to make sure all our details are up to date. Obviously, the way we hold information on members and about members is covered by data protection law. Branches will have a nominated membership officer, and that's an important role for liaising with HQ and our membership team, keeping records up to date, especially when we have ballots and elections, and turnout is so important these days. So keeping that up to date is fairly crucial. Nationally, we use an email management software, and that helps us create professional-looking and consistent messages. Also allows us to target different segments of members as well. So, for example, if we wanted to send a message to just members in a certain branch or members on a certain contract type, it might be a message about casualisation or some of those issues. So we want to just email members on a fixed-term contract. We can do that or demographics, such as ethnicity. We can target and segment our membership in that way using the software. As I mentioned, we also use emails for e-ballots and elections and surveys that I'm sure you're familiar with, both using and receiving. And we use this to collect information offered to us by members as well. So James will talk a little bit more about that. People replying, saying that they voted, and using it in a get the vote out campaign. Recruitment as well. We use email for some time. We're able to use lists of staff in college or university, a list of their emails, and we're able to contact eligible staff and invite them to join by email. That depends on the recognition agreement that your branch will have with your employer on whether or not you're provided with that information. So some UCU branches receive lists of eligible staff or indeed new members, so they get notified when new staff start work at the college or university. But it's always worth checking your employer's email usage policy and making sure that we don't want anyone to get into trouble via the route of email. And if you're not sure, talk to your regional office about that. So that's how we use email from the national office.
We hope that you're enjoying this podcast. Just to remind you that we're listening to Ed Bailey. Ed is the Deputy Head of Campaigns at UCU's head office, and he was talking on a webinar organised by UCU on Monday the 20th of July. Here, Ed talks about the top tips that he's got for UCU activists in using email. Thanks for this, Ed. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
So a few top tips for trade union organising with email that I've picked up during my time with UCU. As I mentioned, keeping contact details up to date is not the sexiest part of trade union organising, but I think it's very important. And everything we do as a union relies on our ability to reach fellow workers. And one of the primary ways we do this is via email. So we can't get people to meetings or on picket lines if we can't get in contact with them. So it's a really important thing, is keeping that data up to date. And it can be an organising tool as well. When I first started as a Unison branch secretary, the first thing I was asked to do was go around and check everyone's details were up to date. And I thought, well, not really what I got involved for, but actually it was a great way of meeting people and finding out what their issues were. So it's a really crucial and fundamental part of training and organising. So keep those details up to date and encourage your members to maintain their own details through the My UCU portal as well. Another tip is keep it simple. Attention spans are very short. We're all very busy. So a lot of the time, we only have time to scan the headline and then often press delete. So not everyone is as immersed and interested in some of this stuff as we are, obviously. So keep it simple, keep it short, remove acronyms and jargon and unnecessary text. Then go through it all and do that again. I think you can't stress this enough, how important it is to keep things simple and clear. Also, keep it positive as well. Keep your message positive and emphasise the fact that workers can make a difference, rather than listing all the negatives about the situation. They're more likely to get to the end of an email and take the action if they feel that there are possible alternatives. So keep it positive, and also avoid overkill. Now, I realise this might sound a bit rich coming from HQ, because I think we've got better, but I recognise that there's a lot of email traffic that comes from the centre. We don't always get it right. So this is as much a reminder for me as for anyone else that, especially at busy times, we during ballots, we do hammer people with reminders to vote and so on. I mean, this is important stuff, and there's so much going on in our workplaces, and there's lots to say, but it can be a case of diminishing returns. And if we overload our members with emails, they will switch off and they'll unsubscribe as well. So we'll then lose the chance to engage with them for the important battles facing us. So avoid overkill, keep it positive and keep it simple, and keep those contact details up to date.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please remember to follow the UCU Northern Region podcast, or make sure that you subscribe to it in your podcast provider. You can find our podcast by searching UCU Northern Region in most podcast providers, or you can listen to us online at Anchor Podcasts. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe.